The Wisconsin Elections Commission is split over how to proceed with a judge's order to remove more than 200,000 registered voters from the state's voter rolls. The commission met on Monday and split 3-3 along partisan lines. Republicans wanted to take many of those names off, but the Democrats on the panel blocked that from happening. It was the second time in as many weeks that the commission failed to reach a consensus on the issue. This all started in October when the Elections Commission sent postcards to people it thought might have moved. If they didn't respond, the commission planned to remove them from the rolls in 2021. Conservatives said under state law, those names should be dropped sooner, so they sued. Last month, an Ozaukee County judge agreed with them and demanded the commission act accordingly. Sean Johnson is WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Rob.
Well, as of right now, January 1st, what is the status of the people on this list of people who might be dropped?
The status is that they have not been dropped yet, that the State Elections Commission, which is the body that would need to, you know, carry out that judge's order, that those names be removed or purged from the voter list. The commission has voted a couple times, 3-3. On how to proceed. And so you can't have a 3-3 vote and accomplish anything. There has to be a bipartisan vote on that commission to take any action. They haven't gotten there yet. And, you know, until they do, we're kind of at a standstill.
Let's take this a step at a time now. The original idea is, as I understand it, Sean, hey, let's clean up our voter rolls. Some people move and they don't, you know, you don't notify the voting commission that you've moved necessarily till the next election. So how do they try to figure out who moved and then figure out if they were still there?
Yeah, they've got this multi-state system that checks a variety of government records to look for people who potentially have moved. And so it's checking things like Department of Motor Vehicle records and to see if addresses that people list for a driver's license differ from the one they use to register to vote. And through that system, which you might hear referred to in, over the course of this lawsuit as ERIC, it is, you know, that's how they flagged these 230 plus thousand names as having potentially moved. And back in October, the State Elections Commission sent a mailing to those people letting them know that they were flagged as having moved. But that mailing did not tell them that they would be removed from the list. And the state's plan was actually to not completely purge that list of 230 plus thousand voters until 2021.
And in this lawsuit, now the argument is, no, you don't get to put it off that long, right? What is the basis of this legal challenge that led to this conversation?
Yeah, the legal challenge, which was brought by a group of plaintiffs and handled by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, argues that once the state sends out that notice, if people don't update their information within 30 days, they are automatically removed from the list. So it's been 30 days since that mailer was sent out. You know, the judge in Ozaukee County looked at the case after that time period had passed, and so they're arguing that the state Elections Commission does not have that discretion, that it is required that under the law that they take the names off now.
Now, the commission, the Democrats on this commission, I understand, Sean, are saying, well, hold on, this is being appealed, so let's not take this off. What's the argument over the timing now that this Ozaukee County judge has ruled?
Yeah, I mean, I think the argument at this point from the Democrats is that this is going to be decided by a higher court, so we don't need to jump into action just yet because this is in federal court, this is before the state court of appeals, and there's been a petition by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty to take this directly to the state Supreme Court, who would have the ultimate say anyway, and the state Supreme Court is, you know, entertaining that possibility. So the Democratic members of the commission are saying, let's wait on that. We don't need to, you know, jump to any conclusions here. We need, you know, we're going to need more information on a higher court's read of this law, because earlier this year, the Elections Commission, on a bipartisan vote, you know, you had the Republican and Democratic members of the commission all saying, let's not remove people from the voter list right now. We tried this back in 2017, and it didn't go so well. So they were kind of looking at their past experience, and you know, the system before had some errors. They wanted to avoid that, And so earlier this year, they were all on the same page. Let's wait. Now it's developed, though, into more of a partisan. Republicans have taken one stand and Democrats another.
Talking to WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about this ongoing legal saga over a group of a couple hundred thousand voters in Wisconsin who could be removed from the voter registration rolls. Sean, if this is done now, has anybody talked about if you remove people from the rolls and then a higher court says, wait, hold on, can you unremove them?
I mean, I suppose you could. Anytime you make changes like that, it gets a little bit tricky. We do have, we're looking at this on a national scale anyway, because Wisconsin is so important in the national race for president. Because of the electoral map, because it's such a close state, this is all under a much bigger spotlight than it would be in another state that's deeply red or deeply blue, where a couple hundred thousand votes aren't going to potentially swing the presidency. I think you just got to say from the outset that that's why this is getting so much attention. If the state were to act, you could potentially undo what had just happened. But there is another less watched election that's coming right around the corner. There is a February primary for the state Supreme Court race in April. So, just kind of the mechanics of the election are about to get moving here. And so it would be hard to undo something in the middle of that February election cycle.
Now, you mentioned this could go to will likely go to the state Supreme Court. Did I hear you say there's also a federal challenge going on here?
There is. There was a federal challenge by the Wisconsin League of Women Voters basically to block the initial state court decision. And also one of the issues that the League of Women Voters raised in federal court is that mailing by the State Elections Commission back in October to these people who were flagged as having moved, that mailing told them, we're not going to remove you from this list. And so if the state were to do that, if the state were to follow the judge's order out of Ozaukee County, essentially it would be violating kind of this pledge that it made to voters in that mailing back in October. So that's one of the things that was flagged by the League of Women Voters, is that this would be depriving people of their right to vote, and it's unconstitutional. And they're still briefing in that case. It's going to be early January before some of the preliminary briefing is done on that case. Judge James Peterson, I believe, is the federal judge assigned to that case. He's actually handled a lot of voting rights cases in Wisconsin. We're not going to have like a decision on that tomorrow. We've got another week or so yet anyway.
And that's the federal one. Any idea on when or if this would end up in the state Supreme Court?
So I don't know what's going to happen first, whether the State Court of Appeals is going to take some action on this or the State Supreme Court is going to take it immediately. The State Supreme Court is asking for briefs from the parties on whether they should take this case immediately. I mean, it's a friendly venue, the State Supreme Court is, for the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. It's a conservative majority on the State Supreme Court. There's a 5-2 majority on the court, although Justice Dan Kelly did announce, I believe a couple weeks ago, said that he would not sit on this case. He didn't have to provide any additional information on why. But even without Justice Kelly on the case, he is one of the court's conservatives, and he is up for election in April, which could have been a factor in why he doesn't want to hear this case. But you still have a 4-3 conservative majority on the state Supreme Court. So it will end up there, I presume, one way or another. It's just a matter of like how soon it gets there.
Sean, thanks for joining us on New Year's.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. We talked to him about the State Elections Commission deadlock over whether to remove many people, a couple hundred thousand people off the voter rolls per a judge's order.